96.3 WHUR, Anthony Hamilton featuring Rick James.
Back together.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Ah, yes, so the BET Awards last night. I'm going to admit it. I think the awards shocked us with how good they were. Right. You know, with this social distancing, if we're honest, these shows have taken a hit, and I was expecting not the best. I was like, I already was getting ready to settle in for a mediocre show, and it was really good.
I mean, it was really good. And I think the tone was set, whether you like her or not, by Amanda Seales. Also that, you know, Fight the Power, reimagined, still relevant today. I thought it was a great show.
Very, and it felt meaty. It felt like it had substance.
That's right.
And you know what? The stars weren't necessarily the musical acts. I think the unsung star might have been some of those commercials.
Oh, the Procter & Gamble commercials.
Procter & Gamble commercials. This was one I think that got us emotional. Check this out.
Now, when you get pulled over.
I'm a good driver.
Okay? Baby,
don't worry.
This is not about you getting a ticket. This is about you not coming home.
I'm gonna be okay. Right? Okay.
Boy.
So that's in the car. Ooh. You have a girl who's driving and mom, and she doesn't want to lay it all on her, but she's trying to tell her how to be safe. And that commercial, it goes from, say, like the 40s almost, it looked like, to a little black girl who was in a store, and someone had said, you're pretty for a colored girl. And her mom was saying, that's not a compliment. You're beautiful, period. So it goes from that time to modern day and what we're seeing.
Yeah.
I thought it was so powerful.
And this was the line. Let's talk about the talk so we can end the need to have it.
Right.
It's time for everyone to # talk about bias.
Yeah.
Woo.
Perfect.
Procter & Gamble, you better go ahead.
Perfect.
Procter & Gamble.
And I had seen that commercial a couple of years earlier, I was telling you, Mark, and it was met with some backlash, some criticism about, you know, well, what's the need for this now, and almost race baiting. And Procter & Gamble, they stood in their power then, and you see how it's still relevant, but it's better received now. I think that's a sign of progress.
You're right. It is much better received now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you were saying, musically, you're one of your favorite moments?
Musically, like, I was doing other things. I was watching the show. I was interested to see how they were going to pull it off, because it was all, you know, virtually. Amanda Seales did it from a green screen in her house, you know. But what I had to stop and come to the TV to make sure I saw everything was Alicia Keys, her song, A Good Way to Die. Mm. It was haunting, the melody. I think we have a little bit of it.
Yep.
Simple walk to the corner store. Mama never thought she would be getting a call from the coroner. So the sun's been gunned down. Can you calm now? Tears in her eyes, can you calm down? Please, ma'am, can you calm down? But it rained fire in the city that day, they say. A river of blood in the streets, no love in the streets. And then came silence in the city that day. She's stuck there singing, baby, don't you close your eyes. This could be our final time, and you know I'm horrible at saying goodbye.
But
I think of all you could have done.
Amazing.
I tell you.
Beautiful, beautiful melody, beautiful words.
And you know what? She's back.
And she's back.
That's an anthem. That's a powerful power anthem. And I mean, so that was a great moment. And again, my moment was Beyonce getting her humanitarian award.
How about Great Wayne show. Brady as Little Richard? A lot of good moments, fun moments, but meaningful moments.
At the BET
Good for
Awards.
You, BET.
And again, thank you so much. That's AMPM Entertainment Report. That's our commercial free right here on WHUR.